It's time for Pacers Weekly.
And last night, a six-game homestand that began on December 4th, finished last night against the Detroit Pistons, came to a close. The Pacers close it with a 4-2 record. They won their first four. They dropped their final two, the most recent against the Detroit Pistons on Friday night, a 104-98 loss. The Pacers lost on Wednesday to Oklahoma City, 100-95. Those two games felt very different. Of course, Wednesday had a lot of circus environment, to quote a couple of people. But the two games had some similarities in that Indiana got down by double digits. They looked like they would fall with 5 or 6 minutes remaining and then went on a strong run toward the end of the game to get it within one possession and to have that possession down by 2 points against Oklahoma City and against Detroit. The Pacers weren't able to climb and ultimately mount that comeback like they were previously in the homestand. Against Chicago, the Pacers came storming back from a double-digit deficit. Against Denver, the Pacers came storming back against a double-digit deficit to come up with the win. So in four of these six games, the Pacers fell down by 10 points or more in the second half. In two of them, they came back to win. And in two of them, they were not able to overcome that deficit. So ultimately, when you're down by that many points, that's a decent spread. However, some discussion in the locker room, and you will hear from some of the players, coaches coming up about not digging yourself into holes like that. But Indiana at 16-13 on the season through 29 games. Right now, that has them in a four-way tie for fourth. The Eastern Conference, seemingly how it is every year at this time, is very bunched up in the 4-9, 4-10 in this case category. Milwaukee right now has the fourth place position, although it is a tie at 15-12. And Philadelphia is in 10th, just a game and a half behind. So a game and a half separates 4th through 10th. Indiana right now in that four-way tie for fourth place with Milwaukee, with Washington, with Detroit, and themselves. The Knicks are a half game back in 8th. And then Miami and Philadelphia are in a tie, a game out of the playoff picture right now in 10th position. The team behind them in 11th might be a little bit of a surprise. It's the Brooklyn Nets, who are 11-17, six games under 500, so struggling. But compared to their own standards, Brooklyn is in a position much higher than they have been the past couple of years. Why is that significant? That's where the Pacers head next. On Sunday, it's Indiana at Brooklyn, a 6 o'clock tip. You can catch the Kroger pregame show right here at 5:30. Also on Fox Sports Indiana with Jeremiah Johnson coming up at 5:30 on Sunday in Brooklyn as the Pacers closed out their six-game homestand 4-2. They will now alternate road and home games for the next 11. In fact, Indiana is in the middle of a stretch right now, a month and a half worth of games where they don't have back-to-back games on the road. They've got a chance to take advantage with some weaker opponents coming up here in the near future. They've got Brooklyn twice in the next week. Boston will be difficult on Monday. That's the home game. And then on Wednesday, it's Atlanta. So Brooklyn, Atlanta, Brooklyn with Boston sandwiched in there is what the Pacers have in this next week coming up. Also, as we get closer to the holiday season, check out the new 5-game holiday pack. It includes tickets to see Kevin Durant in Golden State, LeBron James and the Cavs, plus the Lakers, the Bulls, and the 76ers. Also, as a part of this deal, you get a free knit hat and a pair of holiday-themed ugly Pacers socks. You can check out that deal at pacers.com/holiday. This is Pacers Weekly. We are with you talking Pacers basketball every Saturday morning from 10 to 11. I'm Pat Boylan. We are live on The Circle, downtown Indianapolis. As always, we have a packed show for you. We will hear from Mark Boyle, Chris Denary, Mark Monteith, Jeremiah Johnson, Eddie White. We've also got guests, coaches, and players will join us. And on Wednesday, a really big day for Indianapolis, for Pacers Sports and Entertainment, for Bankers Life Fieldhouse, as Adam Silver, the commissioner, was in town to award Indianapolis the 2021 NBA All-Star Game, All-Star Weekend. And in this show, we will hear comments from Adam Silver. So let's get all this started. As always, we will begin things with Mark Boyle. He will be in a conversation with Pacers head coach Nate McMillan, and we will hear it after the break. This is Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so
correct,
we wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848. Hi, Pacer fans. This is Victor Oladipo. You know Banker's Life from the name on our home court, Banker's Life Fieldhouse. Banker's Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they are one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNOINC.com. That's CNOinc.com. And let's go, Pacers.
Through our local associates, Stanley Security, one of the world's leading global security providers, has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and service to the commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities. Stanley is a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and the official security products provider of the Indiana Pacers. Find out how Stanley Security can provide a solution for you at stanleysecurity.com.
Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream, where I can chase adventure like Maui and Moana.
Dream big with Rapunzel.
Annapurna's family is forever.
And Belle shows us beauty is found within.
At Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream.
Coming to Bankers Life Fieldhouse January 17th through 21st. For tickets and show information, visit DisneyOnIce.com today.
You're listening to Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. We've got a great show coming up here for you. We'd love for you to be a part of it. 317-239-1070 is the number to call in. Chat Pacers basketball with us. I'm at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. We will take your question, Mark.
Thank you, Pat. On these visits the last couple of weeks, we've discussed the ongoing process of you becoming more and more familiar with your team. And there was a period earlier this week when your team went through something they hadn't this year, and I'm speaking specifically of the Oklahoma City game, all of the hype that went with it, the national television audience, the return of Paul George, and so on. What did you learn about your team in terms of dealing with the hype?
Well, you know, this is something we experienced last year, not only Paul George coming to town, but ESPN, national networks, coming to town. You know, a lot of times players, you know, like a team that I have, that was our first national televised game. And sometimes guys get caught up in the hype of playing for the TV as opposed to playing your game and playing the right way. And you end up, you know, going out trying to, you know, put up 30, 40 points or 20, 30 points. And you're not playing the game the way you have conditioned or trained to play this season. And so we mentioned that going into the ESPN game, that, you know, we've been doing some good things. We can't get caught up in the hype. You can't get drunk on emotions is what I said to those guys. We want you to come in there fired up and ready to go, but remember what got you here, which is playing the game hard, playing the game together, and believing in what you do. And, you know, so it was a game that we were able to learn from learn that you have to stay focused on the things that you train to do.
A couple of things I wanted to get to, especially in this visit. Number one, defense. At the beginning of the season, it was a major issue. You have, I think, improved as a team defensively over the course of time. Are you satisfied, not necessarily with the end result? I know you hope to get better, but are you satisfied with the progress in that aspect of the game?
Well, we know we got to keep working. Coming into the season, you know, you look at our roster, and we knew that we are a small team compared to most NBA teams. Our guards are not big guards. Our bigs are not big, bulky bigs at the four and the five position, and that we were going to have to try to take advantage of our speed and athleticism. You know, so things like defending and rebounding the ball was something that we really wanted to focus on, gang rebounding, getting in there, helping with our bigs to rebound the ball and not, you know, just playing as if our centers were going to handle that paint. You know, we still know that we have some work to do, but it really starts with on the ball, containing the ball. I think we've done a better job here at containing the ball, but you know, points in the paint, all of those things starts out front with our guards and sometimes bigs keeping that ball in front of us. If we can continue to improve in that area, then I think the other areas we will improve on, you know, contesting the three-point shot, rebounding the ball, and, you know, so those are things we continue to focus on.
All of that said, though, Nate, would it be fair to say that because of the lack of size, there's only so much you can do in terms of rebounding?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you have to tough it out. And, you know, what ends up happening in situations like this, you know, our young guys, Miles and Domas, what you realize at the end of the season, similar to what Miles went through last season, you got to get stronger. You got to get in that weight room, you know. So, you know, things like that, you know, tell our guys and tell us as an organization what we need in the future. You know, we know that this year we don't have that size. We don't have that bulk, that beef, that rebounding, that enforcer. So that'll be something that I'm sure the organization will be looking at. And at the same time, we'll be working with our guys to bulk up, get stronger, get into the weight room so that as we continue to put this team together, you know, those guys are building themselves, their bodies for the future.
We haven't talked much about Lance Stephenson, who I think this season started very poorly, shooting the ball, wasn't playing with his normal energy. Those things have changed as the season has progressed. Have you worked with him on that, or did that just come naturally to him as part of the process of working with his new teammates?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of that is Lance working on his shot and just, you know, telling him to shoot the ball. You know, I think if you give the guys confidence that you believe in them, there are shots that he has to take, and I think there are shots that he pass up because he's still not comfortable. Teams are going to make him prove that he can knock down the outside shot. When he has an open look, he has to take that. He can't hesitate. And that's what I've told him. He has to be aggressive, become a better spot-up shooter, you know, be a better shooter off the ball as opposed to just having the ball at all times, because we're playing him with Victor. We're playing him with Darren Collinson and Corey Joseph. And a lot of times he's going to be a spread guy who's receiving those three-point shots. So don't hesitate. You know, be ready. You work on it every single day. Give him the confidence to shoot the ball. He's starting to take more of those shots. He's starting to get more confident in that shot, and he's starting to knock some of those shots down.
Pacers coach Nate McMillan, kind enough to spend some time with us, as he does on a weekly basis here on Pacers Weekly. The Pacers hit the road again. They've been home for six straight. That stretch concluded last night when the Pistons came to town. Tomorrow night, back on the road to take on the Brooklyn Nets. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's turn things back over to Pat Boylan.
Mark and Nate, thank you. By the way, if you catch a portion of today's show but can't catch the show in its entirety, we podcast these over at pacers.com/sound, the SoundCloud app as well. And if you follow us on iTunes, subscribe to us on iTunes, you can get the podcast of this show that way and come back and listen to any portion of the show that you may have missed. It'll be up shortly after 11 o'clock. We've got a lot more coming up next. We'll go inside Denary's Den. Chris Denary sits down with Domantas Sabonis, and we will hear from NBA Commissioner Adam Silver after the break on Pacers Weekly.
Jason's Deli offers a variety of healthy options, starting with a salad bar that has over 30 items and many organics. We believe in wholesome ingredients, awesome taste, and no surprises. Thanks to our decades of experience in fresh food preparation and delivery, Jason's Deli is able to provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for all your catering needs throughout the Indianapolis area. Come visit Jason's Deli today at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, 82nd Street and 116th and Allisonville Road. Check us out online at jasonsdeli.com.
Jack's Donuts is sweetening up a Pacers win. The day after a Pacers victory, visit your local Jack's and mention the Pacers win to receive a free 12-ounce coffee or regular priced donut. With more variety, more donuts, and more choices, Jack's is the place to celebrate a Pacers win. Visit www.jacksdonuts.com to find the Jack's Donuts location nearest you.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Chris Denary. Did you know that Indiana has some of the hardest water in the country? To improve the quality of water in your home, do what I did. Choose a whole home water treatment system from Kinetico. Our glasses no longer have a chalky white film, our sinks and tubs stay cleaner longer, and I know our drinking water is safe for the whole family, including my dogs Granger and Bailey. Visit KineticoIndy.com today to set up your free in-home water test. Kinetico, official sponsor of the Indiana Pacers.
Pacers fans, don't miss a game just because you're not in front of a TV. You can watch Pacers basketball anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Stevenson scores and a foul.
Never miss a moment of the action. Launch the Fox Sports Go app on your phone or tablet. Sign in and stream the Pacers.
Here goes Oladipo.
Take every game, pregame, and postgame along for the ride no matter where you go. Watch Pacers basketball on Fox Sports Indiana. And when you're on the move, stream the Pacers anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Pacers Weekly continues on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. We are live on The Circle in downtown Indianapolis. Time to go inside Denary's Den. Domantas Sabonis with 11 points and 7 rebounds in 17 minutes against the Pistons last night. Here's his conversation with Chris Denary.
Thanks a lot, Pat. I know, difficult to lose the last two of a six-game homestand after four straight wins. What do you think the issue was the last couple of games, Domas?
I think the last couple of games we didn't play a whole 48 minutes. We always turn it up late in the game, and it's not good enough. We got to start from the beginning and just keep it on them for a whole 48 minutes.
Yeah, you guys have been so good at coming from behind. You won three straight games. You beat Chicago, Cleveland, and Denver in coming from behind, but you just can't do that all the time, can you?
Yeah, you just can't. It looked like today was going to be another one of those days, but at the end of the day, the basketball gods don't give you win every time.
All right, what's it like for you in year two now here in Indiana? How have you adjusted to your new role?
I think it's great. It's been a fun year. I've learned a lot. I'm just trying to have fun. Teammates make it so much easier for me. I'm just very happy to be here.
I know you're the last two in the locker room. Victor Oladipo is just next to us. You two have a real special bond after playing last year at OKC, right?
Yeah, since day one, me and Vic have been close. And then just coming here together, having someone that I know through this transition helps me a lot. And I think this trade just made us even more closer.
All right. Your dad watches in Lithuania, right? So he's got to stay up at all odd hours to watch you play. How has that been, and how often do you talk to him?
He watches mostly every game. I think it's around 3-4 a.m., so every time we have an early game, he's happy. But these past two home games, he's been here. He's here for Christmas, so it's nice having family.
Yeah, what's it like having him here? And, you know, he's one of the all-time great international players, played so well in the NBA. What's that like?
It's fun, obviously, having family here with me. I haven't seen them in a while. Just can't wait to give him a win.
We'll let you go. Thanks so much, Domas, and best of luck on Sunday against Brooklyn.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Domas Sabonis inside Denary's Den.
Chris and Domantas, thank you, and we will hear Chris Denary throughout our program, as always, throughout the week as he talks with the Pacers player or someone involved with the Pacers. In Pacers Sports and Entertainment, the city of Indianapolis, they got a big win this week on Wednesday when the All-Star Game was awarded to Indianapolis in 2021. Adam Silver was in town for that, and here's our conversation we had on Pacers Radio with the commissioner.
Well, first of all, it's been a long time since we've had our All-Star Game here in Indianapolis. In fact, it was the 35th All-Star Game back in 1985. And there's some symmetry to the fact that when we come back in 2021, it'll be the 70th All-Star Game. And Herb Simon is the longest standing owner in the NBA, became an owner in 1983. It was something that was important to him. I think when the other owners in the league heard it was important to Herb Simon, who's the former chairman of our board and somebody has enormous respect around the league, that moved this team to the top of the list. And on top of that, think back from 30 plus years ago when we were here for the All-Star Game, now one of the nicest facilities in the league and Bankers Life Fieldhouse, so much opportunity here in this community to work on big events. You've hosted Super Bowls, NCAA championships. You guys know how to do things really well in this town, so it's going to be a wonderful several days here around All-Star.
Listening to some who spoke earlier today, Rick Fuson mentioned that he wanted it to be an All-Star game that kind of set a standard for ones going forward. What did his words in that regard mean to you?
It means a lot because Rick is a true expert at operations. I mean, he's someone, again, who's respected not just around the NBA, but in all of sports for the job he does running facilities. And this organization is all about, also about innovation, and I know that they're going to take a fresh look at how to present the entire week. And what happens in this league, each team learns from the next team. So I'm sure, you know, we'll see new things in L.A. this year, Charlotte the following year, you know, then Chicago, and then when it comes back to Indy, they'll do things that nobody else has seen before.
It has to be easy to say yes to Larry Bird rolling down in an Indy car down Fifth Street.
I have to say, I was told that Larry was going to personally present the bid. I didn't quite believe it. They said it was going to be an Indy car. And I looked out my window, our office in New York City on Fifth Avenue, and sure enough, there was an Indy car coming down Fifth Avenue. Thousands of people were out on the street watching because it was an Indy car on Fifth Avenue, and they knew it was Larry Bird driving it. It took a while to pull him out of the car. I can only imagine how hard it was to wedge him into it. But it was a real thrill for everybody in the league office to have Larry personally deliver the bid.
That's NBA Commissioner Adam Silver with us on Wednesday at the game against Oklahoma City, talking about Indianapolis's and Pacers Sports and Entertainment's All-Star bid in 2021, where the NBA All-Star Weekend will be coming to Indianapolis. So thanks to Chris Denaria, thanks to Domantas Sabonis, say thanks to NBA Commissioner Adam Silver. Coming up next, the Pacers take on the Brooklyn Nets. That's on Sunday in Brooklyn, a 6 o'clock tip. Radio and television coverage will begin at 5:30. Jeremiah Johnson on the TV side will join us live here in just a little bit. And then on Monday, your next chance to catch the Pacers at the Fieldhouse against the Boston Celtics. Tickets are available at pacers.com/tickets for that one if you're interested in going. And perhaps you've got a couple of young kids and you're not sure if it's, you know, available, possible to bring them to Bankers Life Fieldhouse and get them to enjoy a game. Well, coming up next, we are going to talk with Kara Wallace, who's with The Room Place. She's going to discuss all the other things that go on inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse, a lot of kid-friendly, family-friendly activities that go on in the concourses at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. You can bring your kids to a game. It's a lot more than just basketball at Bankers Life Fieldhouse for those who want it to be. So Kara Wallace will talk next on Pacers Weekly.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Glenn Robinson III. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. And for every three-pointer we make this year, CNO Financial will donate $50 to the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 18 years, CNO Financial has donated more than $275,000 to the Pacers Foundation to help support young people in Indiana. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org or visit CNOINC, that's CNOinc.com, and let's go Pacers.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hey Pacers fans, check out this great offer from Papa John's. The day after the Pacers score 90 or more points, you score 50% off regular menu price online orders at papajohns.com with promo code Pacers90. Only from Papa John's, official partner of the Indiana Pacers.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Valid online only on regular menu priced items at participating locations for a limited time.
Not valid with any other coupons or discount.
Limited delivery area.
Delivery fee may apply and is not subject to discount offer.
Taxes extra.
Pacers fans, check out the new Pacers team store located inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Get all the best Pacers gear plus the best brands, including Nike, 47, New Era, and Under Armour. Also make sure to look for the game night specials during all Pacers home and away games to steal a great deal. Can't make it to the store? Grab all the gear at thepacersteamstore.com. The Pacers Team Store, the place for all your Pacers needs.
Welcome back to Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. Joining us now is Kara Wallace. She's the Vice President of Marketing for The Room Place. And Kara, wanted to have you on. Appreciate you being with us here to talk about some of the other aspects that fans can do at Bankers Life Fieldhouse that are involved with The Room Place. It's so much more than just coming and watching a basketball game for those that want it to be. And let's start with the family side of things, the family fun zones that you guys have and the things that you can bring kids to and have fun with around the concourses.
Sure. Hey, Pat. We have a lot of things over at Bankers Life during a game. So prior to tip-off, we have what's called The Room Place Family Fun Zones. These are different spots throughout the concourse where you can find family-friendly activities. It's all free. You might one day find a face painter. We have balloon artists. We have drawings. And it's just really a great way to take that experience at a Banker's Life Pacer game and bring that into the family and allow everyone really just to participate. It's a really great event. And again, totally free.
That's with the Pacers partnership here with the Room Place. We're talking with Kara Wallace. For those who are a little bit older, you guys have a sweepstakes that's a lot of fun. I think fans have started to recognize it between games, timeouts. What can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Correct. So we have what's called the Ultimate Fan Cave Sweepstakes, which really allows people, Pacers fans 18 and older, to participate in a timeout event, which really gets you onto the court. You can throw some free throws at a contest and see who wins, and it really gives you a great opportunity to win tickets and prizes and just engage as a fan that you wouldn't normally get to do.
How can they sign up, find more information about the sweepstakes?
You can sign up at pacers.com/theroomplace, and all of the information's there. You just send us your information, and we pick two winners a month to participate, and it's a lot of fun.
Fans who have followed the Pacers Cares and the Pacers Initiative in the community are probably pretty familiar with seeing your company and your brand around it. The Read Like a Pro timeouts, the Read Like a Pro initiative in general is something that has been championed by Kelly Toles and her team, but helped certainly by the Room Place as well. Why was this something important that you guys got involved in?
You know, the Room Place is a family-owned company, and we really took this opportunity to partner with the Pacers and expand into the community. We really believe that children's literacy is so important, and not just in education, but really being able to take kids and take them to places and learn about things that they wouldn't normally be able to do. And reading just obviously is such a part of that. And partnering with the Pacers to Read Like a Pro, to go out to local schools and be able to engage with kids and first responders and other people in the community that take that and just expand into the local schools really has helped us.
I would have to guess that this is one of the more rewarding things that you guys get to do, because I've been to these and immediately you get a bunch of wide-eyed kids not really sure what they're getting into, and then all of a sudden they're having fun, they're reading, Boomer or Freddy's showing up at the end, they're getting prizes, and it's kind of putting I guess this ultimate, you know, kind of feel around reading for these young kids and trying to develop that at such a young age.
Yeah, no, it's really great, and you know, kids are so, they're like little sponges and they just soak up everything. So the idea that you can partner with the Pacers that they look up to and see these people coming through, and I think it really just allows kids to see where reading can take them, and just being able to be a part of the community has really allowed us to do that. We also have the Rookie Reads with TJ Leaf that, you know, it's a really great way for, if you don't want to read your kids a bedtime story, you just pull up pacers.com and have TJ do it for the night, and he's done a great job of really kind of just promoting you know, the importance of reading and just being able to involve kids and the whole family. It just makes a lot of sense.
We're around the holiday season, which I would assume is an important time for you guys. Where can fans find more information about your company, what you do, both, I guess, in person and online?
Yep. So we have local stores in the area. Our nearest store, newest store, I should say, is on East Washington Street on the east side of town. You also can check everything out at theroomplace.com. We have our full selection there and some of our community involvement pieces there, particularly with the Pacers. You can take a look at that online as well.
All right, that's Kara Wallace. She's the Vice President of Marketing with The Room Place. You can visit them at theroomplace.com and catch some of their activities around Bankers Life Fieldhouse. We appreciate your time, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
All right, that's Kara Wallace with The Room Place. Some of the activities that you can take your family to around Bankers Life Fieldhouse at a game, and a thanks to Kara for joining us here on Pacers Weekly. Coming up next, it's time to go around the house with Eddie White. We will see who Eddie has tracked down for his famous segment coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct, we wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848. Steak and Shake now has 24 meals for under $4. So after the game, you can feast on an original double and cheese steak burger meal, a triple steak burger meal, a chicken fingers meal, a chili cheese footlong meal, or any of the other 20 meals served with our famous thin and crispy fries, each under $4. Of course, you could also go to Steak and Shake before the game or during the game. There doesn't even have to be a game. You could go anytime. You could literally go right now. You're gone, aren't you? Hello? Get 24 meals for under $4, only at Steak and Shake.
Jack's Donuts, a family business and locally owned, is a proud partner of your Indiana Pacers. With 13 Central Indiana locations and 60 varieties of donuts, Jack's Donuts is a fan favorite. More variety, more donuts, more choices. Come see us. Jack's Donuts, since 1961, with 13 Central Indiana locations and over 60 varieties of donuts baked fresh every day. Learn more at jacksdonuts.com.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Bankers Life Fieldhouse with their action-packed world tour on Monday, January 15th at 2 p.m. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks, see the ball handling, experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at the Fieldhouse for a special MLK Day performance at 2. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
You're listening to Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. We will hear from Mark Monteith and Jeremiah Johnson in just a little bit. They will join us live. But right now, it's time for Around the House with Eddie White.
Thanks, Pat. It is once again time to go around the house. And it's not often that we have an international flavor to Around the House, but that's exactly what we have. And what a story you're about to hear. His name is Aaron Eamer. He's a diehard Pacer fan. He's been here for like a week and a half. He's going to be here for another half week seeing the Pacers play. But here's the interesting thing. He doesn't come to our games from Beech Grove. He doesn't come to our games from Carmel. He comes to our games from jolly old England. Welcome to the show, Aaron. Aaron, how are you?
No bad, thanks. Thanks for inviting me in here.
Well, I'm glad to have you. Let's tell people, where are you from, England? And you're here for a stretch, and then we're going to get into this, but tell us about where you're from in England.
So I'm from 2 hours west of London, a place called Bristol. Over there, we've got a little bit of basketball, not an incredible amount, and you can imagine what kind of level it is in England. It's one of the lower levels in Europe, but... But things for me, becoming a fan, to see some top-level basketball, especially the team I follow, just have to make that trip out every now and again to come and see the Pacers.
Let's talk about the trip, because tell people how many games you're here for, how long you're here for, and this is your vacation. You wait to plan your vacation until the Pacers schedule comes out. Tell us all about that.
Okay, so, the trip here... I had to get a bus to London and then a flight from London to New York and then New York to Indianapolis. So that took the majority of a day. But the overall, it's taken a long time to get here. But I mean, when I'm actually here and being able to see the games, especially the run they've had since I've turned up as well, it's more than worth it when you actually get here and when you actually get to sit in the stands rather than watching it on TV. The time difference back home again is also a bit of a difficult thing to try and manage. A 7 p.m. start here will be midnight back home.
So what's your job?
I work for the head offices of a bank. So we get a reasonable amount of holiday time, vacation time back there. Which it goes from January 1st to December 31st. And I, until August, just try and use only about a week of time. And when it hits August, the NBA schedule comes out. Then I can see, is there a big home stretch either before the end of the year, whether through October to December, or is there one January through to the playoffs or anything like that? And then I can look to do whatever I want to do with the rest of the time. So this year, looked at the schedule, and although a lot of people were shooting down any of the Pacers' hopes of winning any games this year, it worked out just as well as it did for me last year as well. And it's just a big home stretch that I couldn't turn up the chance to book and come over again.
Oh, you had to go crazy when the schedule comes out. We haven't seen this in a long, long time, to see the Pacers within a two-week period, six consecutive home games. And like you said, we're doing so well in these home games. You had to like, uh-oh, this is my year.
It's 2 years in a row now. Last season I came over and it wasn't seen as a big home stretch, I don't think, as much as this one is, because there was a road game right in the middle. So it was sort of four home games, road game, four home games again. But yeah, when it comes out and I can see that there's a big chunk of home games like that, it sort of decides what I'm going to do with the rest of my time for me.
So tell me, how did you first become an NBA fan? And then, seriously, you're a wacko Pacers fan. A wacko Pacers fan. How did that happen?
So I went on a family trip to the west coast of the U.S. when I was about 16 years old. So that's 14 years ago now. And I, in the hotel room one night, we were in Las Vegas. There's not much to do in Las Vegas for a 16-year-old. Flicking through the TV channels, put on some basketball. And the game, I said, whoever wins this game, I'll try and follow that team a little bit more. That game was the Pacers against the Nets. Pacers won that game by 10. I got home and picked up an NBA video game and started to watch a little bit more and play a little bit as well and things like that. And just gradually over the next 14 years, it's just picked up to last year finally making the trip for the first time and just coming back again because I had a great time last year as well.
This is fascinating. We have to wrap up. I want to ask you, we hear a lot, and we believe it, that the NBA professional basketball is a global game. You know, there's soccer and then there's basketball. Like, basketball is right behind soccer. That you see basketball played all over the world. When you see the success of NBA 2K and you know, taking games all over the world, basketball, the NBA, and the people, how they just follow it and get into it. You are a living, breathing example of the NBA being a global game. Why does it appeal to everybody around the world?
It's a much more fast-paced game than any other sport that we're really used to watching over in England. So, I mean, we've got football where games will often end in 0-0 draws, and you get little bits of action and little bits of things happening, but to the most part, a lot of football matches can disappoint. Rugby as well. That's just probably the second most actively viewed sport over in England. Just a lot of people falling on each other.
And cricket.
Cricket.
I don't know what the hell cricket is.
Oh, cricket just takes too long.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of waiting and watching and people standing in a field. I tend to avoid that one myself.
People here may call that baseball, but we won't say that.
Baseball is another difficult one to watch. But basketball, so it's picking up in England, and not just England, but England, Scotland as well. It's picking up with younger crowds. So I'm a statistician for the local basketball team, the local pro team in Bristol, and I notice a lot of children and their parents come along to the games there. There's not so much trying to grab that older crowd and try and bring them in, because they've decided what their sports are for their lives and stuff. But there's a lot of, and they try and get a lot of the kids involved, so they bring the players out so kids can meet the players and things like that as well. And as those kids grow, hopefully they'll just want more basketball, so they'll try and watch more of the NBA as well and see how it goes.
I got to thank you on behalf of our organization. To have such a diehard fan like you across the pond, it makes us feel good. It's always good to see you. I can't wait to see you next year when you come back. If we make the playoffs, we get a run going. You're going to have to sneak over for the playoffs. Save some of that holiday time, as you guys say. So the only thing I can say to you is travel safe back to England. And I think I'm going to say this right. Cheers.
Yep.
That's right?
Yep, that's fine.
There you go. How about that, Patrick? One of the diehard fans, not from Beech Grove, not from Mishawaka, but from across the pond in old jolly old England. And man, did we have fun last year. The game didn't go well, but I absolutely love London. You know, Patrick, there's a phrase they say about London. When a man is tired of London, he is tired of life. And it is so true. Back to you, my friend.
Eddie and Aaron, thank you. And we are trying to get Aaron as well for our Sideline Guys podcast. It goes to Pacers.com/sound and on SoundCloud with myself and Jeremiah Johnson. We're potentially going to have Aaron on that one and talk to him a little bit more in depth as well, so we can hear more from Aaron coming up on that medium. Also, want to give a quick shout out to Yu Sakagami, who is from Tokyo, and he listens to this show every single week at inefficient hours over there in Japan. So you is listening right now online, and a shout out to him. Our international audience high on Pacers Weekly here this Saturday morning. All right, coming up next, we are going to talk with Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. He will join us live to break down the 6-game homestand and what the Pacers have going forward. This is Pacers Weekly.
Through our local associates, Stanley Security, one of the world's leading global security providers, has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years. Supplying security products and service to the commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities. Stanley is a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and the official security products provider of the Indiana Pacers. Find out how Stanley Security can provide a solution for you at stanleysecurity.com.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Victor Oladipo. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they are one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNOINC.com. That's CNOinc.com. And let's go, Pacers.
Pacers fans, don't miss a game just because you're not in front of a TV. You can watch Pacers basketball anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Stevenson scores and a foul.
Never miss a moment of the action. Launch the Fox Sports Go app on your phone or tablet. Sign in and stream the Pacers.
Here goes Oladipo.
Take every game, pregame, and postgame along for the ride, no matter where you go. Watch Pacers basketball on Fox Sports Indiana. And when you're on the move, stream the Pacers anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
At St. Vincent, we know getting care for your everyday life means you need more than an everyday doctor. You need one that listens. And that's just what Ascension Doctors at St. Vincent do. Listening to you helps us see your whole picture. And with doctors who take the time to understand you, getting the care you need has never been easier. Find compassionate, personalized, and convenient care that is right for you at GetSt.VincentCare.com.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith joining us live now on Pacers Weekly. Mark, we discussed throughout the Kroger pregame show on the radio what it would take to have a good, a very good, a great home stand, and you had been saying all along that 4-2 would fall under the good category. Do you still feel that way now that it's over?
Yeah, I think it's good. You know, Nate McMillan said that after the game last night. I guess if I were passing out letter grades, I'd say like a C-plus to B-minus range. You know, after they were 4-0, I think everybody really had higher hopes. But I think they learned a lot from these two losses, particularly the one on Wednesday. I think the next time they get into a game that has a special feel to it, it's kind of a marquee event, they'll be able to handle it better than they did against Oklahoma City. But, you know, 4 out of 6, that's a 66% winning percentage. You'll always take that over a stretch, I think. 5 out of 6 would have been very good. 6 out of 6 would have been great. But for this team, in what is regarded as a building year, I think 4 out of 6 is pretty good.
The Pacers' offense the last two games hasn't been bad. However, comparatively, the Pacers have been one of the top offenses in the NBA all season. It's felt kind of a step behind. Too early for any cause for concern there?
Well, probably. I think they've had lapses before this season where they get into – you know, I think they're trying to find a fine line. You know, they're playing an up-tempo system. Nate McMillan wants them to run, get the ball out, get it up quickly, try to get a quick shot. But if you don't have a good quick shot, move the ball, get into a half-court offense, reverse the ball, and find a good shot that way. And I think they have kind of fallen into the trap of getting up quickly, not having a really good shot, and still taking a quick shot, a three-pointer that might be defended pretty well or whatever. So they've got to walk that fine line a little bit better. And they've had moments earlier in the year where they struggled with that and then got it corrected. So I would imagine they'll get this corrected as well. When we talk about this issue, I think we're really talking about Victor Oladipo the most. He's their best scorer, certainly, their best shot creator. I think at times, though, he needs to be a little more judicious in a shot selection. You know, he does shoot too quickly sometimes. In his last two games, you know, has not shot particularly well. He was 9 of 26 from the field against Oklahoma City, and then last night against Detroit, he was 8 of 22. So, you know, every shooter is going to have games like this, but you don't want too many of them.
The Pacers homestand had an interesting dynamic of a theme because Indiana got down by 10 points or more in the second half in four of those six games. However, in all of those four, they came back to give themselves a chance at the end with pretty impressive comebacks, and in two of the four came back to win. How would you kind of analyze those two aspects of the comebacks being really impressive, but the deficits were there probably more than they'd like?
They love drama, don't they? You know, they make the games exciting for the home fans, you know, and they do. They have a knack for falling down and sometimes falling down big early on and then making the comeback. But, you know, as you know, I'm not a fan of comfortable early leads in a game for that reason. But you got to be able to at least play even with somebody and make your rally at the end that way. You know, you cannot always count on a great comeback, and that's exactly what happened last night. They made one comeback from what a 14-point deficit, I think it was, in the first half, and took the halftime lead, but then came out and fell behind again by double figures from the third quarter, nearly made up for that, nearly won the game, but couldn't quite. You know, you're always tempting fate if you're trying to make these closing sprints down to the wire. So just tend to business a little bit better earlier in the game and not rely on the emotion of the fans to get you going. Not assume that you could overcome a big lead, even though you've done it before, and just, you know, for whatever it takes to do it, you got to come out and have better starts. And maybe you don't want a huge lead, but you don't want a huge deficit either.
Mark, we've been talking a lot about opportunity here with this four-game homestand, but I look at the schedule for the rest of December, and to me, it still seems like there's a really good opportunity. Brooklyn, now Boston will be tough, but the next slate of games, Brooklyn, Boston, then Atlanta, who's really struggling, back against Brooklyn. There's Detroit again, Dallas in there, Chicago in there before the Pacers end the month. This seems to me, and I don't know if you agree, but like a stretch of play where Indiana, despite the fact that they lose some of their home court advantage, could really take advantage of as well.
I agree totally. I think the entire month of December is the best opportunity of the season for the Pacers. You know, we've talked before, the past few years, their opportunity has been at the very end of the schedule where, you know, they had a little bit easier stretch. They had home games, and that allowed them to finish strong and make the playoffs or improve their seed. Last year, they won their last five games, for example, to get into the playoffs. So this whole month, to me, it's opportunity and their best opportunity. Four road games remaining, as you said, but three of those are against, you know, three of the worst teams in the league. And then you have one against Detroit, which is basically a, you know, their same record as the Pacers right now, 16 and 13. The three home games remaining, two are against losing teams, Brooklyn and Dallas. So you have several games coming up the rest of the month that you can and perhaps should win. So if you can put more distance between yourself and that 500 record the rest of this month, come out of this month, you know, say 5-6 games over 500, that would be a real plus going forward.
Mark, we got about a minute here. What do the fans have to look forward to on Pacers.com, and any more book signings coming up for you?
Yeah, game coverage, of course. The team will still be here a lot through the rest of the month, so there'll be coverage of every game and practice coming forward. And no book signing scheduled, Pat, but I do want to let everybody know that it looks like the gift shop at the Fieldhouse will be carrying my book probably as early as Monday. So fans who come to that Boston game on Monday can stop by the gift shop before, during, or after the game, pick up a copy of Reborn, and I will likely be there maybe Monday, or if not, then certainly other home games for an hour or so to sign copies if people are interested. So you can look for Reborn in the Pacers gift shop.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monti, thanks for your time here this morning on Pacers Weekly.
Okay, take care, Pat.
That's Mark Monteith. We'll close things out with Pacers TV host and sideline reporter Jeremiah Johnson joining us live next. This is Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so
correct.
We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
I love helping people get what they need. So when you order with ClickList from Kroger, I make sure you get everything you ask for, picked fresh and just the way you like it. Whole organic milk? Done. Two ripe bananas, one green, and today's fresh bread? Got it. With ClickList, I'm your personal shopper, so you can trust me to pick out the best produce, meats, and groceries, fresh, bagged, and ready when you arrive.
Order online, pick up curbside at store. Now featuring same-day pickup. Visit Kroger.com/ClickList.
Celebrate the holidays at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway with lights at the Brickyard. Drive your car on the track, cross the famous Yard of Bricks, and experience over 2.5 million lights, 500 light displays, and over 40 different holiday scenes at the racing capital of the world. Make lights at the Brickyard part of your family's holiday tradition at IMS, starting November 17th through December 30th. Book your Speedy Pass today at ims.com/lights.
Pacers fans, check out the new Pacers team store located inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Get all the best Pacers gear, plus the best brands, including Nike, 47, New Era, and Under Armour. Also, make sure to look for the game night specials during all Pacers home and away games to steal a great deal. Can't make it to the store? Grab all the gear at thepacersteamstore.com. The Pacers team store, the place for all your Pacers needs.
We're wrapping up Pacers Weekly here on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. Joining us now, Pacers TV host and sideline reporter Jeremiah Johnson. A six-game homestand. The Pacers are 4-2 now that you've had, a night to sleep on it. Disappointing to close the homestand with two losses when it felt like they could have gotten five or maybe even six wins. But do you look at 4-2 as a success?
I do. You know, when the homestand started, I think there was an opportunity there to have a winning record, and that's what they got. I think that, when you win four, you think, oh, you'd like to be a little bit greedy. And what Quinn said last night was maybe if you knew you're going to win four, you'd like to win the last couple and not the first couple and get a little bit of momentum going towards this road trip or this set where you go home, road, home, road. But all in all, I think the Pacers did a lot of good things. And based on how they played and how many times they were trying to come from behind, it's probably – the record they deserved. You know, some of those games maybe they shouldn't have won and they did, and then last night maybe one you think they should have won and they lost.
Jeremiah Johnson is with us. You're in those huddles a lot. Curious your perspective as a whole on the mood of them maybe versus years past, because as you mentioned, they have dug themselves some holes, but there has been seemingly a belief factor there on the floor that has been greater than years past.
Yeah, they never think they're out of a game, and there's a little quiet confidence, and at times it's not so quiet. A lot of talking, a lot of communication. Because they've been able to come from behind so many times, they do believe they can do it, but I think that maybe they're giving themselves a little bit of a false sense of security in that, okay, well, it's no big deal. We're behind. We're going to come back and win, and I think that everyone realizes against good teams you can't rely on making late rallies, and it also you exert so much energy, and it'll be difficult to do when you're playing on the second half of the back-to-back. And also when you're on the road, you can't afford the luxury of falling behind and relying on any crowd to help spur you on. So I think they understand there are lulls in the middle of the game they have to correct. But to answer your question, the huddles have been pretty positive. I see a lot of confidence. I see a lot of positive communication. And as long as you can keep winning as much as you lose or even more than you lose, I think that will stay positive.
The Brooklyn Nets are who the Pacers play next. That's at Brooklyn on Sunday, but the Nets also come here a week from today, the following Saturday. Do you expect these games to be 140-131 like the season opener?
Well, let's say the season opener, everyone was very well rested. You know, you've had a whole week and sometimes a weekend off before that first game, and you have all this energy, some of it nervous energy, and so you both have a mindset that you want to play fast, and they certainly did. I do not expect that, but I do expect some stretches in the games where we'll see back and forth and not much time for replays on our television broadcast. That was one of the things that I remembered about the first game is that it's tough to stop and show a replay when they're constantly running up and down the floor. I don't see it being like that. Injuries have hurt the Nets just a little bit, and they've struggled the last couple games, losing big at Toronto last night. So I don't know. I'll be looking forward to seeing the Nets team that is on the floor on Sunday, but I do know the Pacers can't take them lightly, even when they've struggled over the years. They've been tough to beat at home.
There are 8 games left in the month of December. It includes 2 against Brooklyn. Atlanta is in there. Dallas is in there. Chicago's in there. There's 5 teams right there that are well under 500 and some other winnable games. Boston will be tough at home. The Pistons, of course, on the road will be tough. Minnesota at home. But none of those stand out as games that'll be really difficult to win. And it seems like even after this 6-game homestand that there's a stretch here that the Pacers could really take advantage of.
Yeah, we have the luxury of looking ahead and saying, oh, that's a game you could win, that's a game maybe you shouldn't win, and the players should not do that. And I think this is probably a more important stretch even than the one the Pacers just finished, because at home, I don't think there was any way they were going to be much less than 3-3. They were able to finish 4-2, but I think this could go either way over the next couple of weeks, and that might be a big factor in where things are in April this next 2 or 3 weeks, because there's an opportunity, as you said, you know, to win 6 out of 7 or to win 6 out of 8, and that includes some tough games and some road games. But if you're not focused and you don't kind of fix some of the mistakes you've been making the last couple of games, you could also go 2-6. So I'll be interested to see where this team is when the calendar turns to 2018, because the next couple of weeks seem very important to me in the big picture of the season.
Jeremiah Johnson is with us. We have been home for so long. The Pacers have been home for so long. You guys head back to the road. Do you remember where the airport still is? And what do the fans have to look forward to against Brooklyn at 5:30 with you?
I did have to shake the dust off the suitcase, and I just got it packed up, and I'm headed down to practice here in a minute. And I had to ask Quinn exactly, okay, the plane still leaves at this time, correct? Yes. So, yeah. When you've been home for 2 weeks, you kind of get in a nice little routine, and now it's back to the normal grind with home road moving forward. 5:30 pregame for Indiana Members Credit Union Pacers Live pregame, and I think we'll look back on that homestand and just kind of the positives, the negatives, the things we like, the things that need to improve, and much like you have done, we'll look ahead a little bit to the next couple of weeks, because I do think that you can lump this little 2-week stretch together and say, you know, it's an important stretch, and we'll get some keys to the upcoming pre-Christmas and after Christmas Day games.
He's Jeremiah Johnson, by the way. I don't know if you caught it, but Eddie White had Aaron Emer on for Around the House, so maybe a little bit of tease what's coming up with the Sideline Guys podcast.
He's turning into a star. I don't know if we helped make him a star or not. I saw him walking with Jim Aiello as well, so he might be in a newspaper article. But, yes, next week we will have a conversation with Aaron. Great fan of the Pacers that traveled to Indianapolis to witness 7 games. I thought for a while he was going to go undefeated, but he's got a couple of losses. But we'll have him on the Sideline Guys podcast coming up next week.
That's Jeremiah Johnson, 5:30 on Sunday against the Brooklyn Nets out in Brooklyn. JJ, thanks for your time here this morning.
Enjoy your Saturday, Pat.
Also, Kroger pregame show on the radio will begin at 5:30. That'll wrap it up for this week's Pacers Weekly. Again, Brooklyn, then home against Boston is your next chance to be inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. There are tickets still available, but not surprisingly, December 18th, Boston in town. They're selling very well, so at Pacers.com/tickets, you're going to want to act sooner rather than later for that game on Monday against Boston, at Atlanta, and then home against Brooklyn. They'll play the Nets 2 times in 8 days. First, on Sunday, this coming Sunday, 5:30 with the pregame shows on the radio and on television. That'll do it for this week's Pacers Weekly. We will talk to you at 10 a.m. next Saturday morning. And thanks to our producer, David Deering. I'm Pat Boylan. We'll talk to you next week on Pacers Weekly.